Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. For God is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, people on Freedom, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that there's a word from the Lord on today. This word will ignite in your spirit. It will let you know who's in control. This word will take you, amen, hallelujah, where no man has gone before. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get into our announcement. Hallelujah. I want you to keep all these announcements in mind. You know, Jesus is still in control. So you want to hear his word each and every day. You know, become a partner. You can hear his word, like I said, online each and every day. And you can download your version of the Bible. That's a good place to start. You want to keep God before you, not behind you, before you. That means in front of you, on your daily walk, wherever you go, on your jobs. Hallelujah. As long as I'm still doing the remote jobs. You know, they're more popular now. So I encourage you to also have it right there by you so you'll know, amen, because sometimes you might get some calls saying, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. And you know what? Guess what? You say, oh, okay, I read that, and it came up on my phone, and you know, I'm better than that, so I'm going to treat you with kindness and respect. He said, love and kindness have I drawn thee. So you just don't know what that voice will do. It can draw thee. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get in our announcement on today. Amen. On Tuesday night, we have one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you tune in every Tuesday to hear what the Lord is saying. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you can inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and let them know what the need may be, and they will get back with you. Now, the door is still open. I'm not going to tell you when the door is going to close because, you know, God have other things that he wants his people to do, his leaders to do, glory to God. So the door is still open. So I encourage you to go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. And if you can't get them, you can get one of us. We have Facebook pages, and you also, some of you have personal numbers that, you know, you can give to us and say, well, you know, I can't get there. So just would you let them know that I would like to speak with them, and we will hook you up with the hookup. Hallelujah. It's nothing like being hooked up with a godly man and a godly woman of God who knows him for real, let me put it like that. Amen. And if you move on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha Evangelist Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time. I encourage you to listen at the word that comes from her mouth. Listen at the prayers that she put forth. Listen at the anointed songs that break the yokes and destroy the burdens and all those who are heavy laden. The songs and the prayers will lift you up and take you into another place. Oh, glory to God. In God, hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and hear her every Wednesday, glory to God, at 6:30 Central Pacific Time. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I am the first Hour of Power on Sunday. The show comes on at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So I want you to tune in and hear what the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you know that she is an author. Her two books are already on Amazon. So I encourage you to go over and purchase the two e-books. You get a free Kindle. Now, you can't ask for nothing. No better than this. Glory to God. You know, Valentine coming up. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, you have to just tell it like it is. And then you get ready to make it your special Valentine gift to the ones you love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go over, amen, and purchase the book. You still got them for sale. Get them before they last. Hallelujah. Hot off the press. And I also want to invite you to become a partner. And in becoming a partner, you will receive many, many things. But we're only asking for $25 or more. So you can't beat that to become a partner. You will get a personal call, amen, from our leaders, and they will chat with you, talk with you, glory to God, and see if there's anything that you would like for them to pray about, you would like for them to be about, you would like for them to see about. So, oh, my God, you can't get it no better than that. Hallelujah. So go ahead, amen, and then partnering, hallelujah, with us, glory to God, and see what God wants. And I'm still going to encourage you to go ahead and sow your first of the year seed. Hallelujah. I'm not asking for your tithes, amen, and tithes goes to your local church, but I am asking you to seed into the ministry. You can seed into whichever ministry you want to. We're all under the same umbrella. And like I always tell you, hallelujah, when you saturate one, when the rain comes on one, amen, who's ahead in it? Guess what? We all going to get wet. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and partner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And at this time, amen, I'm going to open up, amen, my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God, we always say God is good and he is worthy. Yes, he is good and he is worthy. Do you know him in a personal relationship? Do you have a personal relationship with him? Not just to hear, go, you know, to church on Sunday, hallelujah, or just to say, well, you know what, he gave me what I asked for. Well, is he just good at that time, or is he good all the time? We serve a right now God. He ain't never late, and he's always right there when you need it. You know, some say, well, he's always right on time. He's always right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. So you got to think about those things. Some people can only say he's good whenever you give them something. They ask for something. Yeah, glory to God. But is he good because he's just God all by himself? Ah, oh, my God. Come on now. Glory to God. He's just that good. Hallelujah. He is just that good. You know, that's the song saying he's just that good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God is an awesome God. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and ask you to turn to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. What do you really want? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people ask for stuff that they don't want. They just ask for stuff just to be asking. But we're going to get all into all that, and you're going to see how it's so important, amen, to know what you want when you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To ask for the right thing that you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. But I'm going to go ahead on now and open up in prayer. Nobody pressed the 1, so I'm going to open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come here today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, I ask you to give them what they need, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. It may not be what they're asking for, but Lord God, only you know the need, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, right now to bless them, Lord, if there's any sick among us, Lord. I pray for them right now, Lord God, to heal them wherever they hurt, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And everyone, Lord God, that means them harm, Lord God, and not good, and I ask you, Lord God, to push them, Lord God, away from them in the name of Jesus so they can come forth and spring forth and serve you like they want to, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord God, we know this is a season of weeding out some stuff. Weeding out some things, even weeding out some people that mean you harm and not good, in the mighty name of Jesus. So every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And you will give them new friends, Lord God, in this season. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that it is done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to travel all across the nation, those that are hurt in the storm, Lord God, those that lost loved ones in the storm, Lord. Heal their body, Lord. Heal their mind. Give them comfort. Give them peace, Lord. And let them know that you're still in control, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, let them get the help that they need. Don't let them quit on them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind that quitting spirit. Don't let them quit until the last next person that need help, Lord God, has gotten the help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them quit, Lord God. And we pray for the survivors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give them peace in their mind, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, you are there, Lord God. You said you're there always in the storm, Lord. You're there wherever we may need you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray right now, Lord God, for children all across the nation, Lord God, that are going through different things, Lord, that they're afraid to tell their parents. We ask you, Lord God, to cancel every assignment of the enemy, Lord God, and let them come forth and tell their parents what they're going through, Lord, in this season, oh God, whether it's bullying, Lord God, whether it's, Lord God, mind, Lord, and spirit, Lord, whether it's suicidal, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, to let them go forth and tell them, we bind that suicidal spirit in the name of Jesus. It will not take root in no one's family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We push it back into the pit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high, because we know if it had not been for you, Lord God, on our side, we wouldn't be here on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Because you said, where we're weak at, Lord God, you're strong. So all we got to do is learn how to call on the Most High God. When we need you, Lord God, you said, call on the name of Jesus, and you'll be there right away in the name of Jesus. You're never late, Lord God. All we got to do is say, Jesus, and you hear the call and the cry of your children, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now, oh Lord, for those, Lord God, in the name that are in need, Lord, whatever they in the need of, Lord, we know you'll give it to them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for those, the doors that are closing, Lord God. Those doors were just open for a season, and the doors that you're opening for them, Lord God, let them go through, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and they're going to go through on dry ground in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Without all the talking and the gapping going on, Lord God, and people are talking about them, Lord God, let them go through it, Lord God, because Lord, this is the time that you have ordained. This is the season that you have ordained, Lord God, to go through those doors in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has a purpose for your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your purpose is not to work the rest of your life just to be working. Hallelujah. He has a purpose. God has a purpose for your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And work to do in the ministry. So just ask him, Lord, what do you want me to do? Hallelujah. Just be faithful. Hallelujah. And you can ask him anything you want to. Hallelujah. But be faithful at it. When you do it, when you ask him what he wants you to do and you begin to do it, be faithful at it. Hallelujah. Because you know, sometimes people say, well, Lord, what you want me to do? I'm going to go. I'm going to do this. Lord, and what you want me to do? But then next thing you know, they done dropped the ball. Hallelujah. They dropped the ball. Amen. And they don't even looking for it because you don't even know what you dropped it in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be faithful at whatever you do for God. Don't just go through the process just because somebody asked. Make sure, hallelujah, do what he tells you to do. Be faithful at what you're doing. Because God going to bless your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to do this. I'm just doing it just because. No, you do it because God told you to do it. Then guess what? Be faithful at what you do. Don't drop the ball on it. That means do it. Don't half do it. Hallelujah. Do it with a pure heart. Do it with a whole heart. And watch what God do. He'll bless you beyond measure. Amen. Glory to God. Let's get on in our message on today. If you're here to chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2, we're going to start at the first verse. What do you really want? Let's hear right here. You know, a lot of things we ask for, we think we want them, yes. But is it what we really need? Hallelujah. So let's see right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. You know, it was going to come a time, he was his mentor, it was going to come a time where he wasn't going to be there anymore. Glory to God. The Lord was going to take him on. But he was his mentor, and he walked with Elijah, and Elijah mentored him. So I'm telling you, everybody got to sit up under somebody to get where you need to go. So don't get the big head and thinking, you know, I can do this on my own. No, you can't. You can get out there, and the lions, the tigers, the bears, and Oh, my. They'll eat you up. Glory to God. But guess what? When you sit up under somebody and you get what you need, you can all you can, then you're ready for the battle. You say, okay, hold up, wait a minute. I remember they were saying this, and I can do this like this and all that. And then, Lord, bring it back to my remembrance, and he will. Let's move on. Verse 2. And Elijah said unto Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. See right here, he was, in other words, he knew, hallelujah, glory to God, that he knew that the Lord was going to take him, yes. But the thing was, Elijah was testing him, to see if he really, really want what he had. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what, I really want to be a prophet. I really want to be a pastor. Do you really want it? Because guess what? Do you want what comes behind that? I really want her anointing. Do you want what they did? Hallelujah, glory to God. What they went through to get that anointing. Just want what you want at your own level. Don't want what nobody else got. Just want what you want at your own level. And God will grow you to the level at which he wants to grow you at. Because if you can grow too fast, glory to God, you know, if you haven't just seen it, you can see, well, you know what? You know, they were looking around in the fields. And I said, you know, fields, we'll see it like that. Hallelujah. But you can look around and say, you know what? Them flowers, they grew up so fast. They grew up so quick. The next thing you know what they did, they died out. Hallelujah. They grew up too fast. They didn't take their time. They weren't nurtured. You know, you have to be nurtured. Oh, thank you, Lord. You have to be nurtured in order to get where you need to go. And the Bible said, one plant, one water, God gives the increase. That's in ministry. You still have to be nurtured. Look right here. He traveled with Elijah. Don't you know he was talking to him about what he needed to do and how he needed to do it? And, you know, Elijah saw God work through him, working miracles and stuff. And he was seeing how he walked with the Lord and Lord speak to him. And he would tell other people what to do, how to do it. Don't you know he had to be mentored? You have to be mentored. And don't walk away from ministry just because you think, you know, they're holding me back. And I ain't going as far as I need to go. No, hold on. Hallelujah. And then you will be the most powerful person. You won't have to worry about it. You know? Hallelujah. Let's move on, verse 3. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forward to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. See, he wasn't ready for it. He didn't want to take him away. Hallelujah. Because he was learning so much. He was mentoring him, and he was talking him about how he needs to live and how he needs to, you know, grow up in the Lord. And, you know, just think about it. Now, this is paraphrasing. Hallelujah. You know, that's what mentors do. They grow you up slowly. Hallelujah. So when you get to that point, then you won't have to worry about it. You ain't got to worry about dying out quick. Hallelujah. You gave it all you got and everything that you got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It came from somebody mentoring you, and it came from somebody raising you up and taking you to that level in which you was at. You know, sometimes you go and you go in one church and you get what you get over there, right? One plant, right? Then you go somewhere else, God tell you, okay, your time up, it's time to go over here. Okay, and then one more, right? And then you go on over to the next place, and then that one over there, they'll give you the increase by ordaining you and helping you to sustain in ministry. Glory to God. So then you are at full bloom. You ain't got to worry about dying out. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 4. And Elijah said unto him, Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. See right there, he was testing them to see if he really, really wanted what he had. Hallelujah. To see if he was just going to walk away like that. You know, some do, some walk away just like that. But this ain't the time to walk away. Just hold on and just hold tight and watch what God does. Because I want it all. I don't know about you, but I want it all. I don't want pieces and bits of it. You get pieces in, pieces there, and bits in, bits there. Now, I want it all, so I want to be able to hold on and get it all. And then whenever I go on out, then you'll be able to sustain. So when the enemy comes to attack, the devil comes to attack, you say, hold up, wait a minute. I've been at this a long time, and I'm not going to back down now, you devil. Glory to God. That's when you got that sustaining power in the Lord thy God. Let's move on to verse 5. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elijah and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. See, he wasn't ready to let him go. He was enjoying going with him and learning about the Lord. See, you got to enjoy and learn about the Lord. You got to enjoy learning. See, some people don't enjoy learning. You know something? Well, you know what? I'm getting old now, you know. I'm just saying, you know, just prayer phrasing. I'm getting old now, so I want to go ahead on, amen, with the ministry and do what I want to do. But guess what? In God's timing, hallelujah, you can go out there, amen, and just in 5 years, you can go out there, amen, and do what you need to do with the hand of God laid on you, glory to God, and the anointing all over you, hallelujah, and do it in quick fashion in a hurry, hallelujah, glory to God. What it took some people 30 years to get, you can go out there and do it in no time. But because guess why? You stayed where you did. You did what you had to do, and you didn't move out to glory to God. So he was testing again to see if he was going to stay there. Hallelujah. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. Now, don't you know, you see what he was doing and all the miracles he was doing in this story also, and you just think, you know, Elijah had first hand on what to do, when to do, how to do it. Glory to God, and the power of the God that was on the inside of Elijah. Do you think about all that? He had it on the inside of him, and he was getting to see everything firsthand. He didn't have to go and get it secondhand. And other people say, well, you know what? I've been there, done that. Because some people are not going to help you. When you find somebody that will help you, and you know they're ordained, ordered and ordained by God, you better sit down. Hallelujah. You better sit down. Hallelujah. And let them finish. Amen. Let them finish. Because he's able, amen. He has started a good work. He's able to complete it through those leaders. Hallelujah. So don't go out there too soon. Hallelujah. I was talking to someone earlier on today, and there's someone who's trying to move out too quick because you feel like I'm just there. I'm just doing this, but I'm just going through the motion. Nah, don't feel like that, because all of a sudden, you know, just think about it. The sun comes up. Amen. It comes up very slow sometimes when the sun comes up, and then all of a sudden it just bursts out sparkling, right? So guess what? You are a son of God, son and daughter of the Most High God. So whenever you come up and come on out, you're going to burst out glory to God, my God. They're going to say, where did that woman come from? Where did that man come from? Because you stayed where you should have stayed, and you did what you should have did. That's the thing. But remain faithful at the time until you arise, my child. Glory to God. Let's go on to verse 9. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elijah, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Now look at it right here. He could have asked, he said, ask me for what you want. What do you really want? Glory to God. He said, you can ask me what you want. Now, you know, that's the thing about it. Sometimes, okay, ask me for what you want. Glory to God. I remember he said, well, Martha, what do you want? What do you want? I said, okay, and I told him what I wanted, and I said, hold up, now, Lord, I'm changing my mind. He told me it was too late. But, glory to God, he said, this is too late. You better be careful whenever he asks you that. Just hold a minute before you answer and make sure you ask him for what you really want. I said, now, Lord, hold up. He said, it's too late. You told me. I told you you could either say yes or you could say no to the thing. But you said yes, so you said, that's it. So I said, okay. So I had to let it go, glory to God, hallelujah, and just continue to pray, hallelujah. But that's what you got to be careful for when he asks you for what you want, glory to God, hallelujah. And don't make no rash decisions. Don't just holler out something. Because sometimes people holler out money, but he had he gave him, amen, the opportunity, yes, to ask for whatever it was he wanted. He said, what do you want? He said, I pray thee, I want a double portion of your spirit. Don't you know he had done walk with him and he had done saw the miracles that he done? He wanted the Lord thy God to work through him. He wanted the Lord thy God to use him just like he used Elijah, because he liked that. Don't you want God to work through you and work through you so you can help others? You know, some people, they always say, you know, people aren't people persons, you know. Well, you can't be in ministry and not be a people person. If you better go back to the cross. Because guess what? You're going to deal with some people. Hallelujah. You got to learn to love them. You don't have to like them, but you've got to learn to love them. Glory to God. So you're going to deal with some people. You're going to deal with some backbiting. You're going to deal with those that who think you can't preach. You're going to deal with those who think you can't. You're going to deal with those who say you can't pray. You're going to deal with those who said the Lord didn't use you like that. You're going to deal with them. So you might as well deal with it and go on. But you know, who are they for the tag on your toe? Hallelujah. People are so eager to tag people. God didn't tell you that. God didn't do that. No. Don't do that. You know? So just keep on going. That's why you got to have the strength to go out there. You don't have to be sassy and fasty. You don't have to do that. Just say, well, you know what? Who made you God? Okay, first of all, who made you God? Nobody. God didn't make you God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And keep it moving. Let's move on to verse 10. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, he said, nevertheless, he was saying, hold up. Nevertheless, this you ask. Hallelujah. If thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. He was saying, if you see me when I ascend up, then you can have it. But if you don't see me, then guess what? You can't get it. Glory to God. So that's what I'm saying. See, if you stay in your place, be mentored like he did. And then, you know what? He put him on lookout, like a lookout point. You know, he was going to make sure, I'm going to stay right here. Lord, I ain't moving. I'm going to stay right here till you finish giving me what I need. I'm going to stay right here, Lord God, until you tell me it's time to go. But if you don't tell me it's time to go, then I'm not moving. I'm not moving from this spot. I might stick to the chair like glue. The phone might stick to my jaw like glue. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God. I'm going to hear what you say. I'm not going to move. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here. So, God, I'm not going to move. Just like Jacob said, I'm not moving until you bless me, glory to God. So I'm not going to move. So you got to learn to stick there, glory to God, and not move. And it came to pass that as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both. Asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, chariot of Israel, and the horses thereof, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into two pieces. You see right here, he didn't want him to leave it. Glory to God. But it was just time for him to go. Because you know what? Think about it. Amen. And I give you this because the thing about it is, just think about it, okay? When your leaders are leading you, you know, and they're guiding you, and, you know, you're maybe a fresh babe in Christ, and they'll tell someone else to kind of help them out with that fresh babe, you know, somebody just coming in the ministry. Yes, I understand that. But if you've been there, amen, over 5, 10 years or so, and you still, you know, sucking on pacifier, you're sucking, you know, the baby milk, whatever, but you know what? Hallelujah. It's time for you to grow up. Because guess what? They're not going to be there all the time because God's going to use them in a different areas and just doing different things. If they're babying you all the time and you've been there over 10 years, Lord, let me tell you that. You've been there over 5 years. You ought to know something. Hallelujah. You ought to know something. You ought to know how to pray. You ought to know how to get a prayer through. You ought to know how to listen and hear. Amen. You know, it takes time, I know, to hear from God. But when you read his word, the word will speak to you. The word is your depth. Hallelujah. It will speak to you. Oh, my God, my God. So when you read it, amen, I learn to read it out loud so it'll speak back to me. I like to hear the Bible also. Hallelujah. Just sit in the house and just listen to it, and it'll speak back to you. Hallelujah. That's what you want. Glory to God. He took up also the mantle of Elijah, that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And where he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elijah went over. Now you see right there, he told him if he go up, if he said when he go up, then he can have, hallelujah, that double portion that he wanted. So he did. You know, he was on lookout. You know, he wasn't going to let that shit by. And he told him he wasn't going to leave him either. And then he done came that far. So you don't want to come thus far. And then you want to go out and say, okay, that's enough of that. I'm going on my own. Don't do that. Just stay where you're at. Hold on, because a change will come. But you got to learn how to hold on, because look right here what happened. He was following him and he was mentoring him, but it come a time when God said, that's enough. You know, you're done. I want you to pass the mantle on. Hallelujah. So he knew that God was going to pass it on, but he had to make him aware of things that were going on around him in order for him to pass it on. Hallelujah. So he could see him when he ascended up on high. Oh, my God. So he can get that double portion of the anointing that he asked for. Hallelujah. But he told him, remember he told him, said, you know, okay, if you don't see me, then you won't get it. Okay. If you don't be still and stay where you are, then guess what? You won't get what you need to get from him. I'm telling you, hold on, don't move. And when the sons of the prophet, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Now, you see right there, it rested on him whenever he took that, the mantle, and he smote the waters, and the waters departed hither and thither. That means they parted to the left, to the right, to the right. Just think about it, because then he went through on dry ground. Hallelujah. So he knew he had done that, because he saw him when he went up. I say to you, stay in your place. Get what you can get, and then God will bless you, and you can move wherever, hallelujah, glory to God, he's taking you to. And without fear, you won't move over there. And then they go over there and they try to tear you down and tear you up. I went in a place, hallelujah, I won't say where. But, you know, I'm like, okay, I raised one little finger. I went in a church, matter of fact. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, I put one finger up and I'm tipping out, you know, very quietly. It had been a hard day and it was time to go. You know, a lot of things happened and transpired. And someone said, you know what that one finger for? I said, yeah, so me tipping out quietly, I'm going on out the door. That's what it was for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's what it was for. That's all. That's what I said. I didn't ask no questions on that. All I know is I had to go. That's all I knew. It was sad to go. Glory to God. Let's move on. And they said unto him, behold now, there be with thy servant 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master. Let peradventure the spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, ye shall not sin. He said, I'm not going to send y'all out. See, he already knew that this had to happen. It was a prophecy that was going to be fulfilled. That's what it was. Because they knew, understand, the sons of prophets knew, all of them knew, that God was going to take him away. It was a prophecy that had to be fulfilled in order for the next prophet to take over. It had to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But then they're going to tell them right here. He's going to tell them, you know, okay, send us out and let us look for him. But he knew. He said, no. In the beginning, he said, no. I know he's gone. He's not. He's up in heaven. I knew he's gone. But they wanted them to send them out. And he told them, no. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, send they sit. Therefore, 50 men. And they sought 3 days, but found them not. See, he told them not to go. He knew it was a prophecy that had to be fulfilled. So they had told him, you know, he's going to take them away from them. Well, that was it. That's all he could say. But they kept on bugging him and bugging him and bugging him. So he just went on because it made him ashamed. And he said, just go on. Y'all go look for him. Go look for him. They went out there looking 3 days, 3 whole days. And they didn't find him. He was gone up into heaven. Hallelujah. My God. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? He was telling them, don't go. But you know what? They still wanted to go and look for him. Well, God, it took him on. It took him to send it up on high. Glory to God. So you see, he has placed you in a place where you can get what you can, hallelujah, and can all you can while you can. Because he stayed right there under Elijah, and he saw the miracles that he did and saw the Spirit of the Lord, how it worked on the inside of him, healing and sent people free. And he taught him how to listen and hear from the Lord and know what God was telling him to do and all those type things and all the places that he needed to go and couldn't go. He told him, you know, you stay here and listen. When the Lord tells you to be still, you be still. When the Lord tells you to go, you go. When the Lord tells you to heal, you heal. When he tells you to set this person free, set them free. And he'll tell you to pray up, hallelujah, and stay prayed up, huh? Glory to God. When he tells you all these things, and those are the things that you do, whenever him and Elijah were walking along, going from place to place, he was mentoring to him. He was getting him ready. God is getting you ready for the journey. No, the journey, hallelujah, glory to God. It ain't going to be an easy journey, glory to God, but you'll have your weapon with you. You'll know how to do, how to go in and how to come out. You'll know if he said, well, hold up, wait a minute, I don't need you to go over there, because that ain't nothing, hallelujah. They ain't crossing over there. They are up to no good. I don't want you to go over there. Do not enter that place, because it's not right. Oh, my God, my God. So stay up under, hallelujah, the umbrella, hallelujah, glory to God, so you'll be covered in this season. Now, don't walk outside of your season, glory to God, because just think about it. If he had walked outside of his season, hallelujah, and guess what? He wouldn't have none of what he needed to stand against the wiles of the enemy, hallelujah. My God, my God, get God Almighty. It's time for you to stay. Hallelujah. You know, you're in, you're out, you're up, you're down, you're all around. You're just playing, your head is just turning. Hallelujah. It's like you're confused. But stay in place and wait. Just wait. God has not forgot. He's not going to let you, he's not going to send you somewhere. Amen. Glory to God that you're not prepared for. Now, you can go yourself. Hallelujah. And be not prepared. But guess what? He's not going to send you there. So you know if you go and you're not prepared when you get there, you see things, know that it wasn't God. He ain't sending you there. Because God don't create no myth. He's not the author of confusion. He's the author and finisher of our faith, but he's not the author of confusion. Let's move on to verse 19. And the men of the city said unto Elijah, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord said, but the water is not. And the ground barren. So he was telling them that, you know, there was poison in the water. And the grounds were barren. They couldn't grow no crops. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. Now, if he hadn't got what he got under Elijah, do you think he would have known how to do all this? Because he watched him. That's what you got to do. You got to watch as well as pray. Glory to God. You know, I said, Lord, you said watch as well as pray. And I tell them sometimes, I said, when I go in the store, I got to get off the phone. I'm sorry, because I got to watch and pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to watch and pray. They work together. And he went forth unto the springs of the water and cast the salt in there and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. He was saying he healed the water. Now, if he hadn't understood, if he hadn't stayed up under who he was under, Elijah, he wouldn't have been able to do all this. Because he watched him. He mentored him. Showed him how to do stuff. Showed him how to believe. And see, he got that double portion so he can go over there and heal that water. See, God wants you to get what you get from where you are. So when you go over there, oh, hallelujah, and you lay your hands on the sick and you say, be healed in Jesus' name. You lay your hand at the dumb spirit, deaf spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, be careful because, you know, there are some who don't understand and they will probably go to running, okay? But it's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of Elijah, where he spake, and he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up, by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood, and tare 40 and two children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. You see right here, so be careful how you talk about a prophet. Be careful how you talk about God's people. Point blank, that's just it. You know, you can hear stuff and everybody say, you know, yeah, I want to be a prophet. It ain't not. Hallelujah. It ain't really nice. You think it is? No, it's not. Because there are some things that you hear that you can't say, no, tell nobody. There are some things that you hear even about yourself. Hallelujah. You can hear people talking about you. Hallelujah. You can hear them calling your names and stuff. You better read this word right here. I hope a lot of y'all are listening. But you can call them names right here. Look what happened. Two, he cursed them, and two, she-bear came out and ripped 42 of them a piece. Glory to God. I didn't say it just killed them. It said it ripped them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But just thanks. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You better be careful about talking about God's anointed. You know, a lot of people say, well, you touch not God's anointed and do his prophets no harm at all. You better understand what they're saying. Hallelujah. And yes, and yes, and yes. You know, the word has power, but the thing about it, you don't believe in the power of the word. The word has power to heal. It has power to set free. You can either bless or you can curse. Look right here. Glory to God. What happened to them that was talking about him and calling his name? Look right there. Glory to God. It was a gang of boys, okay? Hallelujah. I can imagine if they could think back, they would have never did what they've done. So I say to you, be careful. Hallelujah. Even if you don't believe in the gift, you just be quiet, keep your mind closed, and keep it moving. Sister, brother, uncle, auntie, whatever, just keep it moving. Glory to God. Be careful how you come upon God's people, calling them names and stuff, and come out, well, you know, God didn't call them to preach, and God didn't call them to do that. Yeah, just be careful about that. Hallelujah. If you're under great leaders, then they're going to say, hold up, wait a minute. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Yes, he did call them. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, 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 and yes. He did call them. Hallelujah. Are they just going through some stuff that, you know, just hold on. Whenever they get through this and they get some good mentors and some good teachers and some good teaching, hallelujah, then guess what? They're going to come out, hallelujah, like pure gold. Oh, my God, my God. So just be careful how you talk about God's people. Just think about it. If he hadn't done what he done and stayed on the Elijah, let it mentor him all the way through things, and look how God began to use him when he threw the salt in the water. He wouldn't have had that anointing, hallelujah. He wouldn't have known how to get that anointing by being with God and laboring with him and praying and seeking God and asking him questions and doing all these things. He wouldn't have got it because guess what? He watched what he did, what Elijah done. And he did what he did. He wouldn't have been able to heal the water, heal the barren land so they can grow some crops and feed their children. Hallelujah. The men, women, boys, and girls. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the word on today, Lord God. Let it saturate the ears of your people, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them understand, Lord God, to stay put under the mentor that you have placed them under, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It's never too late. God is always right on time. Let them know, Lord God, that you have not forgotten them. This is the season for coming forth. You're calling many into the ministry, Lord God, but some won't answer. So we say unto you in the name of Jesus, come on out and answer him, hallelujah. The reason you don't want to come out and answer him is because you don't want to quit doing what you're doing. It's only sin, and guess what? It's not going to prosper you. Anything, hallelujah, glory to God. You're only going to prosper, hallelujah, when you grab hold to the gospel plow and don't let go, good God Almighty. When you grab hold to what he has for you, glory to God, and not let it go. My God, my God. He can bring you prosperity, hallelujah, but you got to pray and ask him for it, hallelujah. But you got to come out among them, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. It says, my people, that's the other favorite scripture she said, when you call by my name, return. Oh, my God, you got to turn from your wicked ways. You can't keep doing what you're doing. You can't keep walking in the same place you were walking last year. You're in a different year now, glory to God. You don't want to walk the same. You don't want to do the same old. You don't want to give the same. You want to give even more than you gave last year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he asked him, hallelujah, what do you want? What did he tell him? He said, I want a double portion. You know, you ask God to give you more, but do you give more when he gives you more? Hallelujah. Or do you just give less, or you give the same? Well, you know, he'll give you something to eat. Hallelujah. He'll give you something to sow. He'll give you something to eat. Glory to God. He will. He'll give you enough. Hallelujah. Because I told him, I said, Lord, if you do this, then this is what I'm going to do. He said, no, this is what I want you to do. And guess what? I did what he said to do. Hallelujah. And never lack. Hallelujah. I don't lack nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you obey and serve like he did. Hallelujah. Look at the mantle that he got upon his life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he obeyed and he served. Oh, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus for your servants, Lord. God, let them, God, in the name of Jesus, believe, Lord. Let them hold on to the fact, Lord God, that there are those that you have placed over, Lord, to mentor in this season, Lord. So, Lord, they can grow and they can get what they need and they can go out, Lord God, in the hedges and the highways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, that the anointing, Lord God, oh, my God, destroys the yoke, Lord, and lift those who are heavy laden, Lord God. The burdens, Lord God, that they carry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let none, Lord God, be left out, Lord God, in this season, oh God. Let all do the right thing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, all those that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God, whether they're listening, Lord God, on the line, or whether they're listening by way of, Lord, or whether they go back, Lord God, and listen on demand, Lord God, let them hear a word, Lord, that will spark their very life, that will give them guidance, Lord God, and lead them into a new you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, oh God, for those that are sick, Lord God. Oh, my God. Lord, we pray that you heal them, God. Heal their body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord, those that have a earache on this line, God is healing it. Put your hand on your ear. Touch your ear right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare right now, Lord God, that you heal that earache, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord, that it shall not hurt no more. Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. He's still a healer. You got to believe that he's still in the healing business. Hallelujah. He ain't quit. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. What an on time and awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. What a mighty God we serve. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I wanted to make sure that I let you know we have some things that are coming up. Amen. In this season. Amen. So just look and listen. I will tell you more about it. You're going to get more from Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams. Amen. I'm going to have prayer. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to open up prayer. And when you come over, amen, it'll be the same. Press the one and we'll bring you in. So don't be afraid to press the one. I'm going to have a prayer line. Hallelujah. For you to come over, press the one, and I'll bring you in for prayer. Don't be afraid to press the one. Hallelujah. We'll give you more details in on the upcoming shows, hallelujah, and different things that God is launching in this season. We want everybody to get a taste, amen, glory to God. Because the more you taste it, this is like a, you say, okay, let me taste a little bit of that taste, hallelujah. Then you want more, and you want more, and you want more. So I want you to get a taste. And then, amen, glory to God, and watch what God is doing. Then you'll want more, and you'll want more. And that's what he wants. He wants you. Hallelujah. It's not about you just getting what you get. Amen. Hallelujah. That's all you need. No, he wants to use you mightily too also. So you want him to use you in a mighty way. Glory to God. So we will give you more information on those things that's coming up. Glory to God. Just look on the Facebook pages. I have some Facebook pages. Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. Glory to God. You can go over there. Amen. And get more info, or we give you more info, amen, as we continue to come on live every Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. I want to reiterate, don't forget Ministry Lane coming up next. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. Awesome show. Awesome show. Awesome show. Don't forget, amen, Apostle and Pastor, amen, on Tuesday night. One word from the Lord. Glory to God. Awesome, awesome man and woman of God. Preaches and teaches the word of God. Don't forget Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew on Wednesday at 6:30 Sister Sanders have. Awesome praying woman of God. Don't forget it. Glory to God. Now I'm going to give the invitation to salvation. You know, we all, hallelujah, glory to God. We all, hallelujah, my God, need you. We know, hallelujah, glory to God. This is your season. Hallelujah. Walk in your season. Make Jesus Lord in your life. Repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Father God, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, even those that I didn't even know that I committed, Lord God, against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. I encourage you to go over, amen, and inbox me and let me know that it was you. And I will tell you the what's next for you to do. Because guess what? There is more, amen, after you confess Jesus as Lord. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go over, amen, inbox me and let me know it was you. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and close the show. Hallelujah. Believe God is awesome and he is worthy to be praised. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. We will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the day. Amen.